They paved paradise and put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paved paradise and put up a parking lot.
Parking lots aren't a favorite part of the scenery for most folks, unless you're looking for some place to park your car. That said, a few years back, a group of people in Rapid City decided to reverse the process noted in the classic song, Yellow Taxi. They paved a parking lot and put up a community gathering spot, and they called it Main Street Square.
Part of the design for the square included 21 granite blocks that were shaped so that they would have some appearance to them over time before they were sculpted.
Patrick Wiss and his landscape architect company were hired to oversee the search for an artist to create the $2 million Main Street Square sculpture project.
The intention from day one was the architect had identified that there's a real culture of sculpture in the Black Hills and that this square should be part of that. Originally, it was to be 20 blocks of granite, 20 years. One per year, a different artist every year.
But we all know about the best laid plans. After some reassessment and rethinking, it was decided to go with one artist over a much shorter time frame, 3 to 5 years. Notice was sent out around the world that a sculptor was needed for the project. The 88 applicants were first narrowed down to 30, who were sent a video of local scientists, artists, and historians describing how the sculpture should reflect the natural flora and fauna of the region. From their responses of how that goal would be accomplished, 5 artists were chosen. Those finalists were invited to tour the Black Hills as guests of the project's sponsors to gain a greater insight into the area's history, culture, and landscape. A final round of proposals resulted in Japanese artist Masayuki Nagase being selected to sculpt the granite at Main Street Square.
Yuki had a very strong concept for the entire piece. He used metaphors versus realism, and the committee felt that that would bring a new style of art to the region. That we have great artwork, great sculpture, but this would be a different language to express in stone.
I meet Yuki Nagase on a brisk, cloudy afternoon at Main Street Square in the heart of Rapid City. The California resident is bundled from head to toe and comments on the contrast in the weather from what he's used to. Fortunately, he'll be working on his sculpture during the summer months, so won't have to wear those heavy mittens. Enjoying the warmth of a nearby office, Yuki reviews the long road that led him to Rapid City.
I was born in Kyoto in Japan, 1949, not so many years after the war. I remember when I was a kid, still, you know, American soldiers in the town, driving a jeep around.
Descended from 14 generations of weavers, Yuki's artistic interests took him down a different path. For drawing and painting. It wasn't until Yuki attended the Academy of Fine Arts in Tokyo that he developed an interest in sculpting. After apprenticing for 5 years in traditional stone carving, Yuki began working internationally, from Chile to Austria, Slovenia, across the U.S., and back to Japan. Reflecting on a life begun under the watchful eye of an occupying force of U.S. soldiers, Yuki says he's pretty amazed that he's sitting in Rapid City to start work on the largest privately funded public art project in America.
First I thought, okay, South Dakota. People said it's a very conservative place. But since I came here and to meet people, it's not just, you know, conservative people, but there's so many different conglomerates.
And that, says Yuki, is very interesting. The artist plans to access that diverse cross-section of people to assist him in completing what he sees as their sculpture at Main Street Square. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.